Dan Cruzy, Oliver Rilson, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Fort Wayne Sports Club is celebrating its 90th anniversary. Congratulations on that. Would you tell us why that club came to be?
In the 1920s, there were a bunch of soccer players here who played in the industrial leagues, General Electric and International Harvester and Pennsylvania Railroad. There were a lot of German immigrants in Fort Wayne at that time, and they wanted a club of their own, so they met at several different houses and formed the club in 1927.
Socially, how important was this to the German population here in 1927?
Well, when they moved here, they didn't really know anybody else outside of their own German heritage, so they were looking for a community to be a part of, and they played together in the soccer leagues, which were popular in Europe at the time, and that's how they came together to meet each other.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, now, what about the sports side of the club back then, Oliver? Soccer, why was it so important?
Well, soccer is a sport that everybody plays, in Europe especially. So it's an event where you can be together and measure your might, as you will. So it's a good way to compete.
Since its origins, the club has been about preserving and promoting the German heritage. How have they done that?
Through a lot of our festivals that we have, and they used to have a lot of dances. Dances have kind of fallen out of favor now, but they spent a lot of time out there, and I even found some information where they made their own homebrew back in the early 30s, and that was obviously a thing that brought them together. They would make the homebrew in the basement and have the dances on the first floor.
So it really was all about the social scene of the day. Still, after World War II, when things really got more amalgamated, all happening real strongly, why do you think it was so important to preserve that German flavor and history?
Well, after World War II, there was an influx of German immigrants right after the war, and most of them came over, and they were in their late teens and early 20s.
So the whole club did continue to be populated and really enjoying a growth spurt all the way through World War II and then beyond.
Right.
Is German still the club's official language?
It depends on who you ask. So when I joined in 99, one of the perks was that I could speak my mother language. And that was quite nice meeting other folks here in town that played soccer and spoke German.
Were you surprised that Fort Wayne offered such a perk when you moved here?
I was very surprised. Pleasantly surprised. I call it my second home. If you ask my wife, she might say I spent more time there than at home, but it's a very welcoming place.
And you enjoy the social side of it.
For sure.
As well as the soccer side of it.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you are the president of the sports club's youth soccer side of things.
That is correct.
What have you added to the spirit and the mission, would you say, since you've been here?
Well, that's a difficult question. Certainly my two kids play. One of the programs I started, and it's in its 10th year, is Top Soccer. That's a program called the Outreach Program that allows kids with special needs to play. And their coaching requirements are slightly different. So that's a soccer component and community component.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about it is they're equal. They play at the same time as the able-bodied kids play. And able-bodied kids that play come over and volunteer their time and help. So that's one of the things that is really dear to my heart.
That's just fantastic all the way around. Now, in the meantime, what about the adults in the club?
We have people that play that are actually up to 82 years old that play out there still today. Hans Dietrich is one of the oldest players that still plays, and his family's had three generations of players play out there.
Interesting. How many original members or members from Germany do you have?
Families that came over after World War II, I would say there are maybe still 15 to 20 families that are still from what I would call the old country.
Great. And first generation in there here.
Right.
And then certainly are you seeing their generations keeping in the club?
Right. And a lot of them have had children that have played and are now officers of the club. And they have a lot of involvement helping with German Fest and Schützenfest and our other festivals that we hold.
That's just great. And it really is keeping things alive and really relevant as we are now into the 21st century.
As a matter of fact, if I may, the Dietrich family, who was mentioned, one of their daughters is now a board member on the youth side, keeping things alive. So the generational handoff is happening there.
That's just fantastic. Does one have to be of German heritage to join?
No, we actually have members from every continent except for Antarctica and Australia.
Well, you're working on those too, I bet.
We are.
That's great. It speaks to, again, the wonderful social side of things, but also a social side of things through the perspective of a fantastic traditional as well as certainly trending now sport. Soccer was wildly strong in that first half of the 20th century, and it is now, and I know in a lot of parts of the world it has been nonstop. How has your club maintained, promoted, preserved, and actually grown that interest here in Indiana in maybe that slump time when it wasn't as sought after sport?
I know that the folks that came over in the 50s, we call it the original soccer club in town. We have multiple choices now in town, certainly, but we are the original. And I think it really came from that after the 50s generation. They had their kids playing. The kids now became coaches. One of the sons is a coach at the Charleston Battery, a professional club to this day. We have the most members in the Indiana Soccer Hall of Fame than any other club in the state. And I think that is due to the quality of coaching and due to the history that we have. And when you have that passion for that one sport, I believe that is infectious. And that's, I think, why we were able to keep that alive.
Everybody comes out there who has a love for the sport, and it's more of a culture than anything else. It doesn't matter what country they come from. And when they step out there into the clubhouse and see what the clubhouse is with all the old German sayings on the wall and the posters and plaques and the pictures and trophies, it reminds them of the countries that they came from in Europe. So they feel like they're at home.
That's great. And they are at home.
Yeah.
I think
right.
That's the other thing you're saying.
One of the things I think that's unique about the sport club is when you look around in Indiana or in the U.S., you go, you play soccer, you go home. At the club, you go play soccer, you get maybe an argument or two about a foul or a play,
but
afterwards, you sit at the table in the clubhouse and share a cold one. I think that is very unique about the club, especially on the adult soccer side, and the kids see that camaraderie. They see, okay, if I go to the club, this is my second home. In the case of my kids that are now 16 and almost 14, everybody at the club knows my kids, and I know it's a super safe place for them. So it's a home.
That's fantastic.
Well, and to piggyback on that, when you get done playing soccer, then you go in and you sit there and you have something to eat, and you have a cold one, and you watch soccer on TV.
Oh, good. Okay, your official 90th anniversary community celebration takes place all day and evening this Saturday. So besides a world of wonderful food and drink and music and dancing and merrymaking, is there an equally celebratory amount of soccer on the agenda as well?
Right.
Kids of all ages?
Yes. 4 through 82. So in the morning, we start with the kids in the rec program. That's a recreational program.
Mm-hmm.
We have the top soccer program. We have the academy players, and we have travel games. So those are the kids, middle school, high school age, they play as well.
So all day long, there's going to be soccer.
Yes, ma'am.
In the soccer fields. In the meantime, what other kinds of purely German heritage driven activities are going to be happening?
We've taken some of the events from Germanfest and made them kid friendly. We're going to do a Stein race, but
great.
We're not going to do with beer. And then we're also going to do the sausage stuffing event that they have at Germanfest. And then the other thing that we're going to do is a mock Schützenfest, where instead of having the real wooden bird where we shoot the crossbows at, they're going to use Nerf crossbows.
How interesting, and that does preserve a very old German tradition that actually the club did here back in the 20s and 30s.
Correct. The sport of kings.
I am kind of curious, in your minds, what has changed the most since those very early days?
I would think that we have more of an international blend of membership now than what we did back then. That's one of the things that's changed. Everybody still has the same love of the sport and the club. Everybody is very involved, and they all work hard to make the club progress through the future.
And perhaps while in the initial years, the club was for young men to play soccer, at least over the last 20, 25 years, I believe the club's going strong, but the focus has shifted a little bit on kids playing soccer and therefore their parents being involved. We're one of the largest youth soccer clubs in the state, and I believe that is one of the major shifts that kids of all ages play now in addition to the adults.
And girls have their own strong presence?
Absolutely. So we have about 40 travel teams, and it's pretty much 50-50. We have about 20 girls teams and 20 boys teams. It's a sport that's equally as available to girls as it is for boys. Our club's philosophy on the youth side is that we will find a place for every kid to play, especially since soccer is a sport of immigrants, and obviously in the 50s and 60s of maybe German descent.
Mm-hmm.
But as of recent years, we have a big influx of Hispanic kids playing. We have a lot of kids from Burma origin playing at our club. And if there ever should be any financial hardships, we will find a way for every child to be able to play soccer.
And now that you're celebrating the first 90 years, having completed them, what's in store going forward into the next 90 years, as far as you guys could dream or think or plan?
I'm often called the visionary. So we're
good for you.
Yes, we have 8 soccer fields right now, full-size soccer fields. And with that many teams, especially considering the weather as of late, it can be challenging to find a place to play for every child. One of my visions is to expand the facility to hopefully 16 fields. And one of the big dreams is to have 2 turf fields so that we can train in weather. We can train earlier in the year, let's say February, March, and later into the year. So that would be my dream growing in the future.
On the adult side, we're trying to get more younger members involved, and we're going to be holding focus groups to find out what the younger members actually want. We've been pressing hard for new members every year, and we've been averaging about 10 new members a year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, it does help, and we are growing.
Good for you. So before I let you go, and I know you've got a lot of pre-festival chores and such to do, some play for 90 minutes, we've played for 90 years. Now that's this 90th anniversary theme for your club, and a fine one it is. What does it mean to you two personally?
One of the best role models I had in soccer as a coach, he told me, do you want to be the guide on the side or the sage with the rage? The reason I mentioned that is the sport of soccer will be here long after we're gone. And it is our role, I believe, to give back to the sport and preserve the spirit of that sport, which has a lot to do with that friendly competition. You compete on the field, you respect your opponent. And I believe that's a theme that will go forward.
You know, I never started playing till I was 45, and I played because that was the sport that my son played. So when I came out to the club, I saw the community that was out there, and I saw how much love they had for the sport, and I just wanted to be a part of it and continue with it.
Dan Cruzy is president of the Fort Wayne Sport Club, and Oliver Rielson is president of the Fort Wayne Sport Club Youth Soccer. Dan, Oliver, thanks for taking time to join us today, and here's to 90 more years.
Thank you very much, Julia. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Julia.